and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast Patreon edition. And you guys, it's the first day of the Pretty Little Punch Bowl. Are you so freaking excited you can't even handle it? Oh, I can tell Phoebe is. Okay, gorgeous. Gorgeous note.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what you did.
Don't take it. Don't steal it.
I didn't take it. I sort of like built upon it, I would say. Okay. Guys, today we are going to be really diving into like what the hell happened in the time jump. So like in the 5 years that we weren't privy to the liar's every move, like what exactly went on here? We're going to talk about college and all those kind of things. So I thought we could just kind of go down the list, but we'll also probably just get a little bit jumbled as we talk through this. But okay. So who do you want to start with? And also,
well, let's get Emily out of the way because we know the most about her.
Okay. I also think, as we do, we may go a little rogue and do some world building. So like everything we're going to say might not be based in the truth of what actually happened. Okay. And I kind of want to talk about like, well, I guess Ellie did go to school because she's a teacher.
And we just like don't.
And we just never like get even a little tidbit about it.
I think it's interesting that they like brought her in. Like she's in the theme song now, but she's not.
She's not in every episode.
Like, she's still like friend of vibes.
Yes, 100%. 100%. It's still, we never know when we're going to get some Ally D. So.
Also, do you think that was awkward? Like them refilming the theme song and like putting her in. Like, I just wonder how that felt for everybody in terms of like the dynamic shifting.
Maybe, but I also feel like, I mean, she's so much younger than them that in my mind, I like hope that they felt like it's like their little sister who they're like bringing into the fold and like they were happy to have her there. But
yeah,
I don't know. They also were probably like, great, if she's in here too, then like we have less acting to do and we can, because you know, at this point, they're like, all right, let's wrap it up. You know, I'm sure they were feeling like that. So if we start with Emily. Okay, so she goes to Pepperdine. When exactly do you think she drops out? Do we know?
No, but I'm also like, Pepperdine. Emily, you were really struggling in high school.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Pepperdine is like a pretty hard school to get into.
I know.
And you didn't go for swimming because your shoulders fucking hurt.
Right.
And I just, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that she got in there and that they wanted to send her there money-wise also.
Yeah, you're right. That, I mean,
because I think it's an expensive school too.
It's not super logical, that's for sure. Let's say she gets there. Okay, wait. Where is Pepperdine? California?
Malibu.
Well, okay.
Which is why I said the thing about Paige. I was going to say, where's Paige? Episode, because Paige went to Stanford, I think, for swimming.
Do you think she and Paige hooked up?
Yes.
Both saying yes. I think that, like, I don't think that's why Emily wanted to go to Malibu or to California, but I do think that once she was there, she was like, because also, you know, she got there, she's having a hard time. Although I can't imagine that. I'm like, how is Emily Fields going to school here in Malibu and every girl is not just like drooling over her? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I understand that it's because of her dad that really, but I just, friendship wise and like socially, I don't see
her struggling
for Emily. No, I don't. No, I mean, I know she's shy, but I feel like that is sometimes an asset.
But I also feel like she's a lot less shy now. Like, we've seen her come out of her shell so much, and I think a lot of that also came with her coming out of the closet and like getting comfortable in her sexuality. Like, she's a lot less shy, and I don't know, I guess there's something familiar in Paige where she'd be like it's like 'tis the damn season, like you're not gonna check in.
And that's also where Paige lives. Yeah. So it also could have been, if they did, I don't think they dated while Emily was in high school or in college, but it could have been a reason for Emily to like not go home at a certain point, because Paige lives there full time. Yeah. She doesn't live in Rosewood.
Yeah.
So like she could be like, I'm just gonna stay with Paige over winter break.
And
or,
you know,
like,
if
whatever.
Like Emily was having a hard time, it's like, oh well, Paige is here. Like, unless Paige is like living her best life.
Yeah, maybe. She might have been. I mean,
I just find it hard to
believe.
She's
on the swim team at Stanford. Like, and she had already been in California a bit, so she like had her sea legs.
And low-key, she's like, Emily, you're kind of like a loser right now. Like, sorry, Emily.
And you're kind of like, she's like, I loved dating you in high school, but like it was kind of like a lot. It was kind of a lot.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Like, you were like, you had a lot of drama that I wasn't really prepared to take on. I do feel like she's also like, okay, Emily, you're like, I'm going to Stanford. You're like, not that smart. Not that you're not that smart, but you're like, not showing how smart you are. You're not swimming. Like, and before it was sort of like she kind of was the only like gay person that Paige knew. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like,
now she's in California. Yeah, she's probably like, I'm good. So I'm good,
like,
now.
How can you imagine? Emily Fields like knocks on Paige's door and Paige is like, oh, and like some like hot Cara Delevingne walks out from behind the door and is like, and who's this? It's like Paige's new girlfriend. I don't know.
Emily would be like, oh.
What kind of clubs is Emily joining?
None.
She's got to be. No way. She's not doing like an intramural sport.
Maybe that.
Like the Quidditch
but
team?
I really don't see her. No.
You don't think she's. No, okay. You don't think she's low-key a Potterhead? Emily gives major Potterhead. You don't think.
You know who does give that vibe? Hannah.
Hannah, yeah. But I don't think Hannah has ever read them.
No, I feel like that's like the book. Those are the books that she's read.
Hannah reads thrillers. We know this.
I know, but I feel like the Harry Potter to thriller pipeline is kind of.
I just feel like also.
And she definitely reads ACOTAR.
Yeah, she reads ACOTAR. But that's like, here's the deal. When did Hannah start reading Harry Potter?
Middle school.
You think?
Maybe she like had to read one for class and then she really liked it.
Maybe Sean like, really liked them. So Hannah high school, was like, okay, I'll read them.
Or in middle school, we read Percy Jackson. And like, so that's what got a lot of people into Percy Jackson.
Yeah, but
it was never for me. I'm not a mythology kind of girl.
No one was reading Harry Potter in school. Everyone was like, it's witchcraft. Like, stop it, Satan.
I don't know. It wasn't like that when I was in school.
It wasn't a book you read in school.
No, but I don't think I think it could have been. I don't know. I think that she would have read them.
Maybe. But I also think Emily did. And I think Emily is low-key a Potterhead.
I don't see that for her. Well, you're wrong. I certainly don't see. I certainly don't see her. No, I'm not. Hope this helps.
oh, it doesn't. Hope this helps.
I certainly don't see her on the Quidditch team. That's for sure.
Okay, well.
I see her maybe joining like a running club.
Oh,
I can see her doing
God.
That.
You're right. She's totally joining a running club. That is what she's doing. Is she doing cross country or track and field?
And neither. Just running.
Just a club.
Just running club.
Just like the running club.
And I think
and
that
they
maybe.
They go get a beer after. They go get drinks
exactly.
After.
And maybe there's like, it's an older crowd, which is pulling her away from school. And like maybe she's in this running club and there are people that are out of college.
No.
And so she's like.
No. No,
I forgot.
Sorry.
Caroline's the resident expert.
No, I'm just more thinking that they are juniors and seniors that she's getting closer with. And then they graduate, she's like, what the fuck? But I don't think she's joining a club that's people out of college because she's not like getting involved. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard enough to get involved in college. She's not like finding things to get involved in outside of college in Malibu. Like, I think. But I could so see Emily befriending the upperclassmen and then. They leave and she's like, wait, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. Emily is like wise beyond her years, sort of. And she also has been through so much that I do think she's more like mature. I don't know if I think she's that mature, but I do think she's more mature than a lot of the like regular old college freshmen. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps that she's 26.
Hey, Phoebe, like, can you just suspend your disbelief for like one fucking second? She's not 26 in that moment. Thanks. But anyway.
Yeah, I think that's her activity. I think she works at a coffee like a coffee house on campus.
Well, she's bartending.
But that's after college.
Okay, yeah. But she loves
and I think
making
the barista
drinks.
To bartending. I think barista to bartending pipeline is very like.
Phoebe loves the word pipeline today.
I guess I do, I guess.
It is, yes.
But, yeah, that's what I see for her. And maybe she, like, has some friends that work at the coffee house with her. And then, but she's so, like, maybe things start to fall apart and she's never going to be the person to ask for help. So, like, nobody knows. And she might even be, like, going to class still. like fully pretending like she's a student and she's just not.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. I also feel like, is she being super slutty? Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
I think she's hooking up.
On the weekends. Only on the weekends. And then during the week, she, like, acts like she's so above it. Like, yes, she's, like, yeah. She's...
But then, like, when her dad passes and she's, like... No, I don't think she... You think when her dad passes, she's faking and still going to classes?
No, I think when she... I think when things start to drop... I think when she... Because remember, she says in the episode this week, it wasn't a decision. It just kind of happened. Like, I feel like maybe things started to pile up and she was just trying to, like, keep her head above water so she could convince herself that she wasn't actually dropping out.
Interesting.
But I don't think her dad was the catalyst for her to drop out necessarily.
Okay. For some reason, I kept thinking that that is, like, why she dropped out.
Well, it's, I think it's a reason. But if I'm actually thinking, I think she probably was struggling before that and then that exacerbated it.
That like bums me out to think of her like. Also, I'm sorry, why did they have to make her the one that's like struggling so quick? Like, what? Like, it's just like they give
it couldn't
Emily,
have been Aria.
They give Emily the short end of the stick like every chance they get. Like, literally, they're like,
literally,
and all your partners are going to suck ass, and like also your dad's gonna die while you're at school and you're not gonna finish and you're gonna be broke and all your friends are gonna come back and
so you're gonna have to donate your eggs.
Yeah, like, we're just gonna, like, I don't know, I just feel like Emily, goddamn, like, she just got the short end of the fucking stick. Let's talk about Hannah, because I decided last night when I was thinking about this, she is rushing and she's dropping. She's rushing a sorority because she feels like she should.
Just to make friends during recruitment.
Well, I think that she, yes, I think that's what happens. And that, but I do also feel like she's got this like Hannah mindset of like, okay, before A happened, when I got hot, that is who I want to be right now, is like, there is no A and I'm a hot girl. And so I'm going to go to school. And what do girls do when there's no A and they're a hot girl? They rush to sorority. So she feels like that is like what she should do.
I wonder what the Greek life vibe at FIT is, though.
That's a good point. I bet they don't even have Greek life. But like, I just.
Yeah, it doesn't. But any sort of like.
But if I there was, if she's like, doing it. She's rushing and then she's dropping. She's rushing.
Yeah,
and she's dropping before they choose. Or when they choose. And she's like, honestly, I thought you were all bitches. I'm too real for this. I'm outie.
I'm too real for this.
I'm too real for this. I'm outie. And
I honestly kind of see for Hannah school newspaper.
Oh, my God. We
in some
for
crazy way.
Broadcast journalism. But she couldn't because she's doing fashion. This is why it's so hard, because I want to make up stories that don't really have to do with like what they actually did. You know what I mean? Like,
but
I,
she does. Like, she does absolutely give like broadcast or like some sort of media major.
Yes, for she sure. Absolutely,
but I see her like in like she just has like a little column that Hannah does, like the Hannah column.
Ask Hannah or like Hannah's like, yeah, what kind of column would she have? I'm like, it couldn't be fashion advice at FIT.
No. It would have to be, like, maybe just, like, advice, general
maybe
advice.
Literally just ask Hannah.
Life advice.
Because she does give good advice.
She, like, writes about, it's, like, a little, or maybe it's, like, a fashion,
wait,
like, run through of the week. Like,
Hannah,
she, like, is, like, this is what people were wearing.
That is either, like, having, like, a radio show podcast type of thing, or she is a YouTuber, and she's mostly doing, like, get ready with me's. When she's, like, going places and she's, like, choosing her outfits and she's, like, doing all those things. Because, yeah, I do think, like, she's having an Ask Hannah column or something. But at FIT, I bet everything would be very fashion forward. So I do feel like she's, like, Hannah's her own person. She's kind of breaking off. And I could so see her, like, buying all the – oh, my God, Caleb edits her videos. It's giving Alana Davison, the YouTuber, the beauty vlogger, if you guys know who I'm talking about. I love her. But literally in my mind, it's like Caleb edits all her videos. She uses his equipment. She like asks for equipment for her birthday and she starts a YouTube channel with Caleb. And then when she and Caleb break up, it falls off.
Mm.
Did you hear that whole thing?
Oh, I just sat down right as the tragedy.
Oh, you didn't hear the other part?
No, I heard it all. Okay. But I mean, I just sat down.
Yeah, at the tragedy.
As soon as.
What do you think of that trajectory?
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense to me.
I agree. And she was in college, like, when the YouTuber
train. Like, I feel like Hannah, the millennial YouTube train is, like, so Hannah Marin coded. And she's, like, getting ready to go to class or whatever. And she's like putting together outfits and everyone's like, that's ridiculous. But she's like, I go to FIT, like it's New York, people dress here, you know? And then she like also like tells stories about like weird people at school. And that's kind of how she like gets her notoriety and people start watching it. Cause they're like, she fully fucking name drops and talks shit on the people who she goes to school with here at FIT. Go watch her channel. You'll see. And then
I love it.
And then when she and Caleb, I do think she tries for a little bit to keep it going when they break up. And then she graduates school and gets a job. When did she and Caleb break up, do we think?
I think a couple years into school.
Okay.
So at some point, Caleb decides to go backpacking in Europe.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well,
no, that's canon.
Oh, my God, really?
That's how he and Spencer meet.
Oh, right. Is that why he and Hannah broke up?
We talked about this. I think that it was like, she, because they have their little conversation in the pantry, and she's like, I didn't, like, we didn't bring things off so I could, like, go find someone like Jordan.
Right, 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 yes.
Because you were going to Europe, and it made sense for me, that to be when I, like, found myself and, like, put something in my job.
Guys, that exact thing happened to me. That exact thing happened to me in college. My boyfriend broke up with me to go backpacking through Europe. Oh, you
but
guys.
I don't think Caleb, I don't, I, part of me doesn't think, I don't think Caleb broke up with Hannah.
Yeah, but I don't think Hannah broke up with Caleb.
So no, I think she did.
So wait, are they still together? Wait, they're still
Spencer,
together.
What I'm hearing is they're still
you're
together.
You're a cheater, you're dirty cheaters. Okay, she breaks up with Caleb, how?
And through that conversation.
I know, but like, what does she say? Let's role play. You want to be Hannah, I'll be Caleb.
Well, you have to start.
Why would Caleb start? Okay. Well, what if he decided to go backpacking after Hannah broke up with him?
Because
he's like,
no, because that was part of why. I think she was like finding the clean. That was a clean break.
Mm, okay. All right. Hannah, Han, I got news.
What?
Okay. That is so not how Hannah would talk. I got a grant and I'm going backpacking through Europe for an indeterminate amount of time. And I've done the long distance thing and I just don't think I can have a long distance girlfriend while I'm there. Sorry, I got lost in my own history. What does Caleb say?
I think Hannah would be like, she would just see it as like, this is the moment that we would like, I think it would be a very amicable breakup. Like, it just makes sense that this would be where we'd break up. And I think Caleb, it wouldn't be Caleb's idea.
Mm, yeah.
I think they might leave the conversation feeling like we broke up with each other.
Yeah.
But I think Hannah probably led the conversation there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
More than Caleb would have.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Oh, that hurts. Okay, so then how does Hannah meet Jordan, do you think? In college or after?
A bar. After? But like not like a bar, like a bar where like young people are going. I think it's like a restaurant bar.
Mm, she's like maybe there.
She's at the bar picking up takeout for Claudia. She's sitting there having
exactly
a martini.
My thought. Yes.
At the bar. And Jordan is in New York for like a work conference and is there eating by himself. And they just kind of like get to talking. Yeah. And Hannah's her charming little self.
Or like Hannah makes Jordan. Hannah like, oh my God, I bet you he orders like some kind of drink that she's like has some sort of thought about, whether it's he orders the same drink as her and she's like, you're copying me, or he orders something that she's like, I can't believe, and she like makes some comment about it, and then like she just immediately wins him over. Like that's mm-hmm. gotta be it.
That's that's exactly how they met.
Yes, exactly. We nailed it. Okay. But in college, okay, so she does a sorority thing. And I love the idea that she's a YouTuber. I love it because then she's in New York too. So if brands did want to invite her to like little things, like she was probably doing like micro influencer type things in New York because she was there. So cool. Did Hannah have any like big struggles in college, do we think?
Well, the breakup.
Of course.
I think she would have had a harder time with it then. But I do think maybe they broke up. Maybe it was after college because...
Well, no, because she says
because it was
to Lucas, it was a few years ago.
Right. I'm not holding them to that, these people. Because okay. They are treating these people like they are 30 and it's supposed to be 5 years later.
Yeah.
But I think that it had to be after college because of the reasoning Hannah gave of like, I need to focus on my career. Mm. Or maybe senior year of college. Maybe.
Yeah. Like, well, everyone does have that moment. That conversation. Like, I wonder if maybe like, maybe it's senior year of college and she's like, well, senior. Okay. If he were to say, okay, if she's doing her beauty vlogging, YouTubing, and he's editing and he tells her he's leaving and he's going on a backpacking trip through Europe, then her editor is gone. So then if like, that would have had to happen then when he tells her that, which could have been like, well, then I need to focus on my career because you're not going to be here. So like, I need to figure out like what I'm going to do, because obviously I either need to hire a mm-hmm. new editor for my videos or I need to do something else. Or like, this yeah. was great for college. I'm not going to take this outside of college. I want to be like a high powered whatever. I don't know. Does she have any other boyfriends other than Caleb, do you think?
No, which is crazy to think about. Maybe like some situationships after yeah. Caleb, before Jordan.
Yeah. I'm sure like maybe, lots like, of guys were like,
before she meets Jordan, before she meets Jordan, she is like in that mindset of like, I'm single, I'm career driven, yeah. I'm all this stuff. I'm not even looking for a guy.
And that's when it happens. And that's when it happens, which is you guys.
So annoying.
I know.
So stupid. But. Yeah, that's what I think.
Do you think?
And
okay, but I also could so see Hannah. Okay, so if she had to have a job in college, where is she working? In New York. Retail, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably like at a Zara.
I'm trying to think. Maybe.
At like the Forever 21 in Times
I also
Square.
Could see her being a waitress. I could totally see her being a waitress too.
I don't know. I think she'd be so
at like a
disgusted.
Nicer restaurant.
I think a hostess, I think. But I could see her serving food.
Hostess at a nice restaurant.
Yes, at a nice
but
restaurant.
But not like so nice. Just like
Hannah cheap. Gives like in high school, she would have been hostessing at Houlihan's.
Or Bistro 19.
Or El Pete's.
El Pete's.
El Pete's. But like she started at Houlihan's. And then she like left and
for
went
sure
to
then she heard the people were partying.
She was like, wait, okay, I guess we're partying. Okay, great, let's move on to
man
Aria.
was Kelly a hostess at Houlihan's?
Yes, and so was her sister.
She has that energy,
like, all
for
my
sure.
friends I feel like were hostesses at Houlihan's at some point. We used to go to Houlihan's so much, and like I literally never go anymore.
I know, and I'm afraid to, because I like don't want it to ruin. I feel like the last time I went, it was just not.
I mean, I what think the truth is, and
that
hurts.
Chicken Caesar salad used to be so fucking good.
We've just had so many good ones now. You know, that's what made you fall in love with it. But like, you've just had better at this point. The thing is, Houlihan's was never great. We just like thought it
was. My consolation for Mimi moving to New York is that I now have a folder on my phone of all these places that, like, because I feel like TikTok really charges, like, they've really put New York content on everybody's feeds, even if you don't live there. Mm-hmm. And you will just see the most delicious looking thing you've ever seen in your yeah. whole life. And I'm like, well, I can never have that because yeah. I don't live there. So I've just, like, amassed a list. Especially, there's this guy who's on the hunt for the best chicken Caesar salad wrap in
wow.
the city.
Wow.
And guys, there are a lot of them. And
I've never had a chicken Caesar
when Mimi
salad
goes into
wrap.
What?
Yeah, I've never had it as a wrap.
Oh my god, that makes me sick.
Is
that
it
makes
really
me
good?
Sick. Yes. Oh my god, never.
Never.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's a Caesar salad in a wrap.
Now I'm like, should I get one today?
Oh, it's so good. But I'm gonna be like, okay, well, Mimi's at work. I'm gonna take a day off of work while I'm in New York, and I'm gonna go have like four fucking chicken Caesar salad wraps.
Wow. But I do want to just say around. That, like, I'm excited for that for you, but I do think like if you have one day in New York, you should eat some other types of foods.
Well, I'm sure I will. I mean, I won't
please,
just be
God,
there one feet, day.
Please don't just have four chicken Caesar salad wraps, the only meals you eat in New York. Please, I'm begging
breakfast,
you.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Dessert is actually soft serve flavored as Caesar dressing. Okay, let's talk about Spencer. So where did Spencer go? Georgetown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spencer is joining an academic
sorority. I found something
sorority.
Out about Georgetown.
What?
You, Dan told me this, at a lot of the clubs at Georgetown, you have to like pay to be in. Not like sorority vibes. They're like there'll be like these dinner clubs or like these different kinds of like societies that people pay to be in, and that's how people make friends at Georgetown, apparently.
Okay, so Spencer's having no trouble. Spencer's no, not she's struggling in every club, even one every, bit.
And Spencer loves a 9 p.m. dinner reservation more than anybody in the
world.
Oh
my God. She's like, I can't eat dinner earlier than that because my brain and my body feels like we should still be in the lab. We should still be working. It is too early to be eating dinner. Like, I'm only eating dinner when it's like, oh my God, everyone else has ate dinner at 6 p.m. But of course, here I am eating at 9 o'clock as always, the glass of red wine. I don't know.
She's at parties. She's at parties with a bottle of red wine.
Yes, she's having Cabernet. Like, everyone's drinking beers. And then when everyone else switches to wine, she's like, I'm just a beer girl now. Like, she just, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, I feel like when she graduates college, she's like, I'm a beer girl. Like, I work on the Hill. Like,
and every picture from college, every, like, film picture from college is her with, like, one of those dark green bottles of red wine in her
yes.
hand.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And she like thinks it's the coolest thing. She's not drinking it out of a glass. She's drinking it out of the bottle. She's and like, it's red wine every week.
Yes, absolutely. I think,
and it's like it's a dry red. She's like, I can't handle the sweet stuff.
No one else exactly. wants a sip of it, and that's why she likes it. And it's also expensive. It's like aged. Mm-hmm. It's like over 30 years old. Like, it's like she. This isn't like the $9.99 bottle of Woodbridge wine that you're bringing in college. She is like, I paid to be in this club. I'm not going to embarrass myself by bringing a $10 bottle of wine.
Yeah. No. She's like stepping over like Natty Light cans. She's like,
oh my God. These aren't from this club, right? These aren't from this club because that's not what I'm trying to.
I'm not into this. Is not why I'm here.
Thank you. When did she and Toby break up?
I think after her first visit home, first semester of college.
Holy shit. You are cold-hearted. Phoebe's like, Spencer said, this isn't working for me immediately. Immediately. They decided they were going to like make it work. And then she literally, did she meet someone or she just was like.
Maybe Christmas. I have to, like, maybe Christmas this. Break.
Yeah. But it,
well,
it
no, like, I think that Toby gave us a little bit of insight because he was like, she would come back here and like, I like Rose. I'm going to stay here. Yeah. I don't love it, but I'm going to stay here. And she would come back and it would be like, she was just like reminded of everything that she would want to not remember in DC.
Which like, it's definitely valid.
Honestly, it's giving Paige and Craig a little bit of like, true. I think Craig or like Toby's the Craig of like wanting to settle down and stay there, and like he's willing to wait for Spencer, and Spencer's like, wait, I like being in a city where I don't have to like remember I was kept in a bunker.
Right Which like, it Spencer and Aria both give the vibes that they're like coming home and they're like, oh, I just like literally hate it here, like the small town vibes, like I can't. Mm-hmm. But they actually do have very legitimate reasons to not want to be where they are, so I can't really blame them for that reason.
Road Warriors, can we get real for a second? I want to talk about the massive effect stress can have on your hormones. And who better to talk about this than me, a certified stressed out girly?
It's true. Stress plays a huge factor in hormones, and between work and life and everything else, it's easy to feel totally out of balance, and we can't be the only ones.
That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life.
And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. Y'all know we love Happy Mammoth, so obviously we took the quiz and it gave us personalized insights into what might be happening with our hormones.
You know, it's not a competition, Phoebe, but I finished the quiz in literally 30 seconds, so it couldn't be easier. Based on my symptoms, it seems I'm overflowing with estrogen, and their recommendation was, drumroll please,
Hormone Harmony. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body.
Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. So, ready to start feeling like yourself again?
Head on over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
I am literally ordering a chicken Caesar salad wrap as we speak so that it will be here.
From where?
I guess Hello Bistro. Like, where else, right?
I don't know, but you should try it. You don't like the chicken from there.
You're right.
Sometimes the best chicken Caesar salad wrap has fried chicken, crispy chicken in there.
Yeah, that sounds fierce. Like, where the hell am I going to get that? I guess I'm just going to get a salad.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't had one in Pittsburgh. The deli, I feel like I used to be
okay,
able to get one.
This is a good
deli.
Thing. This weekend when we're together in Atlanta, let's try to find a really good one.
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to call in sick on Friday.
Sweet. I am already taking PTO Thursday and Friday.
I haven't taken any days off this week, but this I think week. I might take Friday off.
I haven't taken any days off this week.
I haven't taken a single day off this year, actually. This year.
Good for you.
It's been 45 days.
I've had to. Unfortunately, I've been dying. Anyway, let's do that this week. Okay, so Spencer, yeah, I feel like she's going to school, but is there someone else?
Not yet.
You don't think?
But I do think she likes, I think she's, she gives like Sex Lives of College Girls. Like, she loves those parties where they're in the frat basement
oh,
and they just find
God.
Someone to make out with every week.
Yes, I think Spencer is
that's Spencer.
Truly slutting it up in college.
And,
Spencer,
I know that we, I do still believe in what we just said about the red wine, but I also think she's such a partier.
Yes, for sure.
I think she's getting fucked up
on the
weekends.
Those were the girls who were partying the hardest. It's work hard, play hard, babes. Like, she, I guarantee you, is like, they're like, Spencer's so smart, but she's crazy. She's got a lot of steam to blow off, if you really think about it. Like, I mean,
yeah, she does.
Yeah, I think
and she couldn't
getting,
really let loose under Vivi's roof.
No, I think she's getting wasted. And also, she's been drinking. Like, in my mind, Vivi's like, let her have wine for like ever. Like, she's like, oh, well,
yeah, since she was like 13th birthday.
Like, yeah, so then Spencer gets to college and like, yeah, the first weekend, she's like, vodka, vodka, vodka. And then I think she had some
totally.
Wine, you know what I mean? And she's like, yeah. But she's just drinking like a lot more wine. And she's like, well, I can drink this. Like, I have a refined palate. I've been drinking this for years. It's nothing. And then when she gets really drunk and people are like, oh, Spencer, are you like really drunk? She's like, no, like, I've literally been drinking wine my entire life. Like, how dare you? I can hold
my tolerance
fucking
is
liquor.
So high.
I can handle my liquor. But then she like throws up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's unmistakably in the
bathtub. The
purple throw up of a red wine evening. There's nothing worse.
I've never thrown up.
You've never
from red wine.
Oh, I was like, what?
I don't really throw up, really.
Have you ever thrown up from drinking, though?
Yeah. Famously, the first time I ever drank.
Oh, my God. Well, it wasn't the first time you ever drank. Oh, yeah. You were such a baby. But you did also your 21st birthday. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I've
definitely thrown up.
I had to walk into the bathroom and say, Phoebe? I said, Phoebe?
I'm not. There are some people who are like if I throw up, the night's over.
I'm sorry. I'm just having like the funniest throwback to that night, actually, your birthday. And me being like, where's Phoebe? And walking in the bathroom. And it's like, there is a line of people in the bathroom. The bathroom is packed. I'm like, excuse me, coming through. And I immediately look down and I see Phoebe kneeling on the ground. Phoebe kneeling. So I get in the stall.
Broadway bar.
I get in the stall next to her, stand on the toilet seat and peer over. I say, excuse me, Phoebe. And she looks up. What? I'm like, it's time to go now.
What is so funny?
It's time to leave.
What?
And then we go. By some miracle, we got home without her throwing up in the Uber. Memories. That was so
well,
funny.
But I'm not like a, like, I have a friend from Pittsburgh who is a puke and rallier. Like, she, and if I throw up, the night is over. I just,
and
like,
so is Spencer.
The night is over.
And Spencer's
for
also
sure.
Like, no one is ever gonna, like, if anyone were to ask her if she threw, like, she would never admit it. Like, she's never going to admit
even
that
if she
would.
She's giving Meredith marks. Even if everybody
yes,
heard her
everyone
throwing
her, and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, and she will go to the ends of the earth to prove that she didn't, even though she definitely did. And that is a true politician's daughter, you know?
Yes.
Okay, what is Spencer's, what, like, internships? Because you know Spencer is doing an internship every summer. Like, I feel like the
she
girls,
works-
like, low-key have not seen Spencer. Since college started,
I think
every
that
summer
she
she's like interning.
Is an intern on the Hill.
Yeah, for sure. Every
frankly,
year.
I think in the beginning for Republican congressman,
you
and
think?
then senior year. Well, I think she, I don't think she sees it as a political thing. I think she's like, okay, I want to work for,
which is kind of what I'm thinking about Mona too, based on our last episode.
I wonder if they like ran into each other at all. Where did Mona go to school? I don't remember.
I'm sure they ran into
each other. But she's giving, in the DC circuit.
Like the two of them are giving the energy that they've been like college rivals. Like their rivalry continues.
Yes, they're giving
college.
Paris and Rory low key.
And like Mona's like, I'm not going to like stalk and torture you anymore, but I am going to make your life living hell. And like this respect, whereas like you will never get to be away from Mona Vanderwaal. You will never get away from the sound of the woman who hates you. You know, like Mona is going to show up and show out and beat her at every academic decathlon. And the thing is, because Mona doesn't have to try as hard as Spencer, which is like, it kills Spencer. It has to, you know? Like that Mona just
is
a well-oiled machine. And like for Spencer, I do feel like she like has to try so hard to like be that. Okay, so she, well, then who is she dating? Because she's got to be dating somebody after Spencer.
I don't
think
she's dating.
Spencer does not say single.
I don't think
she's
a
slut. And a good one.
I know. I know she doesn't. But I think she's like, I don't
mom,
think she's a relationship.
By the way, mom is watching Anatomy of Lies. She just texted.
I knew she was going to love it. I knew she was going to love it. It is, Caroline. You're not
I'm
going
watch
to believe
it tonight and tomorrow. I'm really
it's
excited.
Only three episodes.
Oh, perfect. I'm pumped.
Oh, it's great. And it's, you'll love all the like great insider Grace stuff.
I'm excited.
But it did spoil Karev for me.
Oh, it did.
Not that I'm actively watching.
I was
going to
say
show,
like,
which is why
you
I didn't
not
care.
Know that. Okay.
Well, I knew he left, but I didn't know what they did to his
Isn't
character.
It horrible though? Can you believe? Doesn't
well,
it make
wait,
you like
wait until you hear about it getting written.
Oh my God. Now I have to watch it.
Dude. That's crazy. And I still don't really have an understanding of what happened, but I have a loose understanding because they needed to kind of explain it for the show.
Well, he
anyway.
Left to go be with Izzy. Wait, you don't know that?
No.
Oh my God, dude. Literally.
Guys,
okay, spoiler
you
alert.
You know that
for
I'm
Grace.
Such I'm such an Izzy apologist.
I know, but people
I
were so
her.
Mad at him though, because they love Joe now. And they're like, Izzy's been gone.
I never liked
Joe. And like, I wasn't a huge Joe fan, but I did like her and Karev, and like it was just like they were sweet together, and it was like,
yeah,
it just it didn't seem to make sense. So I'm excited to see why they wrote it that way, because it didn't seem to make sense that Alex, he literally just like up and leaves, like he ghosts, he
I
just
know.
Disappears.
They show where he reads the letter,
they, and then they show
like,
him.
They show that in the show
pulling up at like they show like a flash forward of like him at Izzy's house, and she like has his kids or something because. Oh, she,
is
like,
she
had his children.
Do you see her?
No, but you see, I think the kids. I can't remember right now, but like, isn't the whole thing that like she, for some reason, was able to have his children and never tell him?
I have no idea.
That's what it is. Izzy has his kids and never tells him that she has his children.
Oh my God.
And then
Izzy,
like,
is that why everybody hates Izzy?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons. Yeah. But and then he leaves to go be with Izzy and those kids and leaves Joe completely and just like never. Says anything.
That's
it's like
crazy.
It's like the worst ending for him and Joe. It's like, and it's also like, I'm
especially
sorry,
after he had such a redemption arc.
Exactly, like we want to love Karev, and then it's like, are you fucking kidding? It was so depressing. Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of that show, like they like, but the, except for McDreamy, they really nailed that. But I feel like with everything else, everybody else's departures, they kind of just like they would, in order to make them leaving make sense, they had to like throw out a lot of the work that they put into the character, and it doesn't end up making sense.
Yes.
Anyway. Spencer, I think she's has a lot of flings. I don't think she's actually in a relationship.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I feel like
she's
got
like,
a lot of
guys
who would do anything for her. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And she's got a roster.
Yes, for
sure. And none of them, they're all from a, she has her guy in every club that she's in.
Yes, for sure.
Like it's a different guy in every club, and none of them know about each other.
And none of them know about
each
other.
And she's just like, that's her guy for the night. Like when she goes to a party with this club, that's like everybody in the club thinks they're dating.
Low-key, Spencer is on the Young Republicans and the Young Democrats like committees. Like she's on both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
she's playing both sides.
She's playing both sides.
She wants the whole scope of what's going on.
And she's also like on the equestrian team. What else? I feel like she's also, she's doing like some kind of like decathlon, like some sort of like, Like, that's her sorority, is some sort of, like, academic.
I don't think she's in student government, ironically. Thing. I don't think she's doing that.
She's, like, student government. What is that? I'm in the big leagues now. She's, like, I'm literally in D.C. If you think I'm going to be on the student government, you're out of your gourd. Like, of course, I'm going to be working for the real government. I'm a Hastings.
I think she has a really developed Substack of political analysis essays.
Does she study abroad?
Well, yeah.
Well, wait, is that...
She goes to... She...
I know she yes, goes to Spain, but is that Caleb. Part of a study abroad, or was she doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was her semester abroad, and then she decided to stay a little longer, and that's when she runs into Caleb.
I feel like Hannah is studying abroad, too. I feel like Hannah went to Paris.
Or Milan.
Yeah, but I feel like there are less that go to Milan. Like, I feel like Hannah gives me, like, I spent a semester in Paris vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
she's
and also,
definitely over there.
Yes, for sure. Okay, what about Ariel?
Oh my god, she's obsessed with the Sound of Music. She's obsessed with the Sound of Music, Hannah. She went to she took a weekend trip to Austria.
Oh my god, gorgeous. I love that for you, Hannah. See the hills. And she did, and she was like, can someone take a picture of me? And she like did this.
Oh my god, this just in. Oh my god, this just in. Hannah loves the Sound of Music.
And that's true. And that's true. And that's true.
Hope this helps.
Hope this helps. Okay, Aria.
Do we have to?
We gotta. So, okay, she's the editor of the magazine, of the, like, lit mag at her, what school did she go to?
She's Boston or something.
Oh, yeah.
BU?
BU, maybe.
She's a
it's
BU.
So
BU.
Classic.
No, she gives Emerson.
Oh, my God.
She went to Emerson for sure.
You're so right. Okay, she goes, she's not rushing, obviously. She's, like, way too above that. I do feel like she's getting involved with theater a little bit. But in what respect?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she's
maybe
acting.
In the way that Lily is.
Maybe, but I,
like
maybe
stage, maybe costumes.
But
I
like
feel
Aria
like
loves the
also...
spotlight too much. Like I feel like she's directing.
Director.
Yes, I feel like literally I'm like she's like acting like is okay, but she's not that good at it, and she can't handle
that. Sorry,
I have to
let the dogs in. They're barking.
Okay, she can't handle like not being that great at acting. So there's that, and then she's like, "Well, I tried being a stage manager in high school. Like, wasn't really my thing. So she's not gonna do that." And then she definitely is doing costuming for sure. But then she's like, I just want to like have my hands even deeper in this mess, in this theatrical freaking mess. I feel like she just is like, it's not enough for her to be doing the costuming. She like needs to be involved in every aspect of this. So she's going to start directing for sure. For sure. For sure. And the first show she's directing. The Vagina Monologues. And I can't wait for Phoebe to get back and let me know what she thinks about that. And I will say, you know, Phoebe talked all this talk on our Tuesday episode about there being a tornado, but I'm looking out the window in her place right now and the sky is blue as hell. That sky's blue as hell.
I do agree with what you said, but I also just want to say, the calm after the storm, ever heard of it?
Okay, fair. Okay, honestly, fair. Did you hear what I said about Aria directing the Vagina Monologues?
Absolutely. And I think we've actually said that she directed that on Addie's episode.
Oh my God. You know what? I didn't remember it, but you're probably right. She is so
we did say that.
Like a Vagina Monologues girly. But she was in it too. Oh my God. Okay.
But I do also think that she works at like a little hole in the wall bookstore, and by hole in the wall I mean like it's literally in a hole in the wall.
Yeah,
like, it's actually like a nice oh my god. Okay, so I sent this picture of this man to my friend Maddie Nashville and Mimi, and they go, he's so short. And I was like, whatever.
Was and this guy you had a crush on?
Maddie. Maddie's trying to set me up.
Talk Maddie to me Bradley. About this stuff. Yeah.
No, but it just happened last night, and there's like nothing happening. Anyway, Maddie said the funniest fucking thing about him. She said, "Let me see if I can find it." Oh, we God. Talked a lot last night. Jesus Christ,
you are a talker, famously.
Where is it? Okay, found it. He's so small, he needs a little mouse hole in the wall to get from room to room without getting stepped on.
Oh my God. About a guy that they're trying to set you up with?
He's like 5'11".
Okay,
but
that's
in this picture, this picture makes him look short. Anyway,
I'm 5'1", and so I used to date guys that were like 5'6".
He I was like, they're tall to me. Mouse hole in the wall to get from room to room is that's so funny.
Evil. It's giving. What was the little mouse in Cat Dog named?
I don't know. Stuart Little.
No, it's not Stuart.
I told mom, or I told Caroline, that I when mom texted us what I would say after getting out of a whale, I was like, okay, I just this something that was just confirmed for me is that mom views me as a cartoon in her life.
Correct.
I am like a cartoon character in a show where I'm the only cartoon and everybody else is real. And I'm just like the court jester, like walking around like I'm animated and everybody else is real. I'm Stuart Little. True.
True, except when you're like, I'm normal. Except when you're like being normal and you're being annoying about it.
Dude, now I'm so sorry. Aria works at a bookstore that's like, it's giving like the bookstore and you, but half the size.
It's like, it's like
you have to step over books.
The size of Blue Bicycle Books on King Street in Charleston. Mm-hmm. But it's like cluttered like KK's garage library.
It's giving like Ollivander's kind of.
Yes, like there's dust.
But for books.
There's dust.
And you have to, you like to get to the counter. The counter is just a pile of books with
yes.
A notebook there, which is how you do the calculations, and then like a bin for the money.
Yes.
And you have to step over books to get there, and like things might fall. There's actually no bookshelves in the store.
No, it's
the,
just
the
all
books
stacked.
Themselves are the shelves.
I'm sorry I keep yawning. I'm having a yawning fit. Anywho, yeah, that's for sure. And then I think Aria's dating a lot of people. Like, I think Aria's having a lot of relationships. She just gives serial monogamous to me.
I'm going
to
take this out, but Aria's absolutely dating a woman in college. But not
she is bicurious, for sure.
But not because she's actually interested. No, Aria's, maybe I can leave that in. Who cares? She's absolutely having a tryst with a woman.
No, for sure. For sure. And low
but
key,
not in a, in the straightest way possible.
I also think.
It actually makes her more straight that she does that.
I was going to say this and I didn't because I was like, I don't know. But I think Hannah is too.
I think they all are, except for Aria, which kills Aria.
Wait, you think. They all are. No, we just said Aria is having moments.
No, she is, but she's the. I believe it for the other
ones. Oh, okay. Yeah. I like totally.
For
see
Aria,
it for
it's an attention thing.
Yes.
Hannah, it's giving. I just don't care. Spencer's like, yes. I'm just a slut for anyone.
Spencer's just like, I'm into people.
And
for
Emily's
who
like,
they
my culture is not your costume.
Exactly. And Emily's like, I don't even want to know. Just don't even tell me. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, do whatever you want.
And Aria, it's giving that scene.
And
on
Aria
the bed
calls
with,
Emily.
With Aria, it's giving that scene on the bed where Aria and Emily are like talking
and
for
Aria's
the first
like,
time
so,
ever.
Did you ever think about me like that?
and literally, Emily's she's like,
no.
Yeah, well, Emily, I like Emily.
No, literally, listen, she calls Emily. Emily's like, Aria Montgomery? Like, hasn't spoken to Aria
that?
In
the
like,
number's not
a
safe.
Long time, okay? And she's like, hey, Em, it's me. And Emily's like,
hey.
Hi. And then Aria's like, okay, I just need your advice. You're going to think this sounds crazy. And you are so going to be shocked. But I think I'm in love with a woman. Like that's how the combo and Emily's like click and Emily's
it's an
like
older
good
woman.
Luck good luck
it's an older woman for it's like a yes. professor vibe
and the professor and Aria's like well I nothing physical has happened with the professor. I've been making out with girls at parties and now I'm convinced that like I should make a move on my professor as my future girlfriend. And Emily's like I'm not doing this like goodbye like and literally hangs up the phone.
I gotta go
and Aria's like okay I'll call
you gotta
Spencer.
Go work at the Salk Institute
yeah exactly.
And Spencer's like Aria, I don't have time for this. Make out with whoever. A body's a body.
A body's a body, okay? A body's a body. Anyway, don't cancel us for that combo. You can't. But Aria's dating a lot of people. And then I think she's also, like, cheating on everyone. Because, again, yes. I'm sorry. Bitch is a serial cheater.
She's giving non-monogamy in college.
Yeah, she's giving, like, I love having a boyfriend. And I love being in a relationship and having, like, that I can, like, be like, oh, of course
right.
I have a
but
boyfriend, but she's
open.
Cheating on
They're
the boyfriend
open.
All the time. But she would
it's
never
open
like
for her.
It's open for. I was gonna say not for him. Yeah, it's open for her. And the guy like finds out about it and she's like, I'm a free spirit. What did you expect? You knew who I was when you started dating me.
You knew what you were getting into.
You knew what you were getting into. Think about how we started. I was in a relationship with somebody else. Like, you knew who I was.
Sit down.
She's like, I can't help it. I learned it from my dad. Like, sometimes children will listen. Have you ever seen Into the Woods? Children will listen. Anyway, yeah, that for sure. What sort of job is our... Okay, we said bookstore. She's not doing a sorority. She's too above it. She's directing the vagina monologues.
She has a Substack that is significantly less successful than Spencer's. And it kills her.
Yes, and then because Aria's like, why don't
Aria's,
even try?
Aria's like, I'm writing... In her head, she's like, I'm writing real stuff.
Yes.
I'm not writing these, like, fucking political articles and think pieces.
Aria's like, I'm writing prose. Something real. This is prose. This is self-referential
but
prose.
My Substack, it's really just for me. The Substack is really just for
she's
me.
Like,
I don't even care.
I'm
I don't do it for the numbers.
I'm trying to get followers. Like, I know that, like, Spencer, like, all Spencer cares about is, like, getting followers. That's just, like, not my priority. Like, all she cares about is people reading it. Like, for me, it's, like, I'm making the art because I would love to make art. And, like, that's what fills me. Not other people consuming my art.
That's what fills me.
Yeah. Okay, whose parents are coming for parents' weekend and whose parents are politely declining? Ashley Marin is there.
Pam.
And Pam's there.
Ashley. Byron and Ella don't go. They don't go for parents' weekend, but they find themselves in Boston for reasons a lot. Like, it's
Aria's
like
don't bother. Parents' weekend is such, like, oh my god. Like, she has some opinion about it, you know.
Or like, they come for parents' weekend and like think that they're gonna do this stuff, and Aria's like, no, I'm gonna take you to my favorite theaters.
Yes, exactly.
And there's actually this black and white film fest.
And they're like, we wanted to like, love. Okay. Yeah, no, for sure. And then Spencer, Vivi's too busy.
Vivi, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
And Spencer
actually,
doesn't even tell
low-key,
her.
Melissa comes
Melissa
to visit
might come.
Spencer. Which like is,
yeah.
Like, Melissa, like as much as she, that's why like I love Melissa because she's like such a hard ass and she like was such a bitch for so long. But then like we see the video and we see all, and it's like how many things behind the scenes was Melissa actually like trying to fucking help and clean up for Spencer, and Spencer just like,
totally.
Kiss your boyfriends.
Shopped out of other people's cards.
I loved Melissa saying that. You go, girl.
It was so good.
You go, girl. But I feel like Melissa does come to visit. And Mike comes to visit Aria. But Aria's like so
just
annoying about it.
Mike like wants to go to frat parties. And Aria's like, I don't
Aria's
even
taking
know where
Mike.
To find those.
Remember when I was saying that when I went to my callback at Oklahoma for college, I went, and my friend went to school
yes,
there and took me to a party.
Absolutely.
And that's the party
that
Aria's
is,
taking
that
Mike
That is
to.
Where Aria's going.
It's the poetry
it's like a
slam,
slam poetry party.
Bring your own mug, and they have carafes of coffee, and people are, like, spread, like, littered around, like, the backyard, the house, like, with cigarettes, coffee, and their laptops, and they are writing, and then as soon as they finish whatever they've written, they go straight up to the mic in the living room and do, like, slam poetry. And there's no alcohol, and that was the party that I went to, and that was supposed to sell
that?
Me on the University of Oklahoma? I don't think so.
I need an SNL sketch.
Like, that's actually that. So funny. You want to know something? This is an aside, but last night Kelly came over, and Kelly, we started talking about the, like, high school theater group SNL sketch series, you know?
So
with,
good.
Like,
so
she had
good.
Never seen them, dude. She never saw any of them, so we sat her down, and we played Emma Stone. We played...
Emma Stone's is the best,
hers is the best. Then I think Reese Witherspoon. We played Cameron Diaz. We played... Elizabeth Banks. They're just so fucking funny, and it is so real, and that is what Aria
it's
is doing.
It's so accurate.
It is
absolutely
what Aria is doing. The black box is like, it's just all so perfect. But then as we were looking for those, we saw something that was like improv group whatever, and I thought that it was like one of those, so I clicked on it. No, this was different. This was not a high school theater group. This was an improv group. And Phoebe Kate McKinnon comes up as like, they're like, okay, we're going to choose one of you to come up here and be our like guest. And then we're going to improvise an entire sketch based on you. Like, it's going to be based off of you, whatever. So do we have any volunteers? And Kate McKinnon walks up and gets on stage and sits down, and they say, what's your name? And she says, Robert Durst. And she's Robert Durst. And
of course I did it.
Yeah, they asked,
I killed them all. I killed all of them. Of course I did. Killed them all.
I had to like pause it and be like, okay, so Kelly.
You're caught.
Why this is funny.
You're caught. You're guilty. Guilty. killed them all, of course.
Give all Gord.
Killed all of them. Of course I did.
It's okay. McKinnon gets up there, and they're
I
like,
actually
okay,
don't
Robert,
know if that's at all what he says. I don't know if any of that is
also,
said.
Of course I killed them. Of course I fucking did it. I think he says fuck though. Of course I fucking did it. I'm pretty sure like that's one of the things. But I had to like pause it and be like, so Kelly, let me explain why this is funny. The cold blooded killer who got it, who got away with it, and then
no, but don't come over
it.
Here.
Well, you know what, Phoebe, we can wrap up.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much. I know this first.
Gigi's like, finally.
It is snowing majorly, and I'm getting nervous already because I'm like, my car does not like snow. If I have issues, I'm going to start crying. Okay. That's it.
That's the end.
That was the Pretty Little Punch Bowl. We'll get better at this, I promise. But this was our first one. Do you like just hearing us wax poetic about the liars? Do you like just hearing us like think about this, or is this boring as hell? I don't know. You guys let us know if you want more of this, but I think we'll probably do more of it until we finish Pretty Little Liars, which,
you know, I had a pretty good time.
Me too. Fee, you know, and what can I say? I always have a good time with you. Well, did I just say that? Cats out of the bag. Fee, not Phoebe, not saying it back. Classic. Of course. Me I too. Killed them all. Of course. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Killed them all. Killed them all.
No, Phoebe's Robert Durst is like goaded for some reason. Now I love it.
Stupid. Of course. Stupid.
Of course I did.
Now you're caught. Now you're caught.
You have the voice really pretty good. Oh my God. All right.
I actually don't think it's accurate at all. I just think it's making Caroline laugh. You
that's
gotta get real
for
in
me.
The microphone.
Well, Phoebe's looking dead. Phoebe's going. Phoebe's like,
that's how I picture.
Also with
that's
the
how
hat
I picture
on,
him.
She's like,
that's how I picture like, him in the bathroom because he really gives like
he was like this
like 8-year old Catholic boy in
mouth,
school
mouth
like
on
like,
the mic.
Like, of course I did it. Of course I did it.
Of
course I did it. Of course I killed him. Killed them all.
Of course. All right, guys. That's the episode. Phoebe, no more. I can see she's like getting in a Robert Durst mood. Phoebe's in her Robert Durst mood.
I'm in my Robert Durst era.
I'm scared of Phoebe in a Robert Durst mood. Who is she going to kill? The bloodthirst is insane. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this Pretty Little Punch Bowl. We have released 2 episodes this week, and Phoebe and I are IRL together. So check in on socials because I have a content list, babes. And if it's not up there,
nightmare rotation. It's my fault. Nightmare rotation, Robert Durst.
Robert Durst. And yeah, and then that's that. Okay, love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. What? See you next week. More of that. I cannot. Oh my God.